Now, knowledge is one thing. Knowledge is something that comes from study. Knowledge is more of a mental thing that that we become involved in, and knowledge is very important, and knowledge is of God. For example, if God didn't pull back the curtains, you and I couldn't understand a lot of things that are happening in the world, and we couldn't understand things that we have to do and how to go about them. All knowledge is a gift of God. But knowledge and wisdom are not the same. Go back, if you will, to Proverbs for a moment, and look, if you will, in this fourth chapter, and notice what he says. He clarifies it, and oftentimes you'll see the distinction between knowledge and wisdom, and sometimes they're very close in the Proverbs. He says in the fourth chapter, he says, acquire wisdom, exclamation point, acquire understanding or knowledge. And so they are not the same. And so oftentimes a person has the idea that because they are very knowledgeable, lots of experience, that they're wise. There are many people who are extremely knowledgeable who are not wise at all. Look at our educational system. Somewhere back yonder, somebody with a whole lot of knowledge and a whole lot of experience was looked upon as someone who had lots of wisdom. And so what do we have? We have all kinds of chaos and all kinds of difficulty and all kinds of consternation, conflict, and confusion. Why? Because we have said that if a person's knowledgeable, they must be wise. No, they're not. You can be very knowledgeable and very unwise. And you and I could pick out people in the history. We could go back to all kinds of biographies and look at the history of how people have lived their lives, and we'll see how successful they were up to a particular point. And then they made an unwise decision. Or they made a series of unwise decisions. They weren't wise at all. They get by on their power, they get by on their looks, their strength, their wealth, their prominence, their prestige, but not wise. Because you see, violating the principles of God is not wisdom. Ignoring God is not wisdom. Abandoning God in your life is not wisdom. And all the experience, you can take all the knowledge and all the history books and all the literature books, mathematical books, science books, and all the rest, put them in one person's brain and leave God out, and they'd still be a fool. Because what life is about, life is about a relationship with God, not simply gaining knowledge and understanding of things. And you see, so often, the reason their wisdom shows up to be a lack of wisdom is because what they do. You see, a wise person not only has understanding and knowledge, but a wise person knows how to use the knowledge that they have and the understanding that they have. They know how to do it. A person can be very knowledgeable, but not know how to use the knowledge that they have. And so you cannot say, well, if a person, if they have knowledge, then certainly they must be very, very wise. No, indeed. I've met some very wise people in my life who have never been to college, never been to seminary, but very wise. Godly men and women who had very little formal education, but who were extremely wise in their decisions, the way they looked at life, the way they discerned things, the way they carried their life, and the way they utilized the gifts that God had given them, and sometimes becoming extremely wealthy, very wise, extremely powerful, very wise. And yet, on the other hand, you see people who have everything but don't have the wisdom to go with it. What happens ultimately? They lose it. And the process of not being wise, there is confusion. And that confusion is going to lead to disappointment and despair in their life because they unwisely use the things that God has given them, their opportunities, their wealth, and the privileges God has afforded them. And so to say, well, just because a person has lots of knowledge means that they're wise, that does not mean that they're wise at all. You see, knowledge is, you can have a lot of head sense. But what about my heart? What's the condition of my heart? What's my attitude about life? Do I have perception? Do I have understanding? Can I listen to someone and hear more than one message and more than two messages? Can I listen to someone, sit down before someone, and hear the message that comes from their lips? Can I hear the message that comes from their eyes? Can I hear the message that comes from the way they handle their body sitting there? Can I discern from them what they do not say? Do I hear what they're not saying as well as what they're saying? Do I see beyond what I see? Do I hear beyond what my physical ears hear? You see, knowledge is not enough. God grants wisdom to those who desire wisdom with certain, absolute, irrevocable requirements in order to become wise. And so knowledge and wisdom are not the same. And when people mix them up, oftentimes they have the wrong idea about what it's all about. You can have knowledge without wisdom, but a wise person utilizes their knowledge to their greatest advantage.